Hey guys, welcome back to another Zoom class. Today we're going to be talking about herd health. We got some really cool topics in here, and I do want to make sure you guys remember that these are classes that are basics. So we're not going into too much experienced, high quality, detailed stuff, but you'll still learn a lot, probably more than you'll want. So I do want to mention a few things before we get started. The recording from last week's class, for those of you who attended that class, has not been sent out because I had trouble converting it. However, if you want to listen back on it, it is found on my podcast and it is going to be posted on my YouTube channel. However, I am having some trouble with that because it's such a large file. So it's already posted on my podcast if you're interested in seeing that. But yeah. It has not been sent out, and I don't think I will send it out. However, this recording will be sent out, hopefully, if it's not too big. But the other one I cannot send out because it's such a large file and I can't convert it correctly. So that's pretty much about that for the last class. Those of you who have not joined the classes and this is your first class, welcome. This is a few things about how this class works, and I'll get into that right now. Please make sure to remain muted until the end of the class where we will take questions. You can also have your video on and off. It's up to you. Chat is available if you want to type your questions in during class. I will answer them at the end. We will go through the slides and then talk at the end with a Q&A. You guys always kind of have a few questions at the end, so we'll ask those and answer those at the end. It's always great to get feedback, whether it's about the class or questions of the class about the content we talked about. So this is a few things of what you're going to get out of this class. The first one would be to improve the health of your flock. The second one is learn important tricks and information to keep your flock healthy. Improve breeding, lambing, and weaning, and more. And then, as I mentioned last week, those of you, I know there is a couple of new people in here that aren't visible on the menu bar, but I do know there's a few people listening in. So this is for you, for the people that online, on socials and everything like that, they have commented on the post when I put the informational stuff out there. When I'm advertising the Zoom classes, it's mostly on my Facebook feed. When I advertise that, some people ask why I'm qualified or a little bit about the class. Not to be rude, but it's just a little disrespectful. So if you are having questions about why I'm qualified or anything like that, please make sure not to comment it publicly because it does provide a little bit more of a disrespectful feed, and that actually makes people comment ruder stuff asking the same thing because they see you doing that, they're going to keep doing it. So please make sure if you're wondering about that, just email me directly because I will respond. So this is for you guys. Why am I qualified? Been a breeder for about 3.5 years to 4 years. I have attended many online in-person events and classes and shows. I won first place in the youth class with my U this year in Reno. I won the essay contest 4 years straight, and I attended and passed the Junior Dorper course. So before we get started, let me grab a sip of water. All right. Intro. Why is maintaining healthy sheep important? And intro on healthy sheep, nutrition, healthy ewes during lambing season, health for the lambs, supplements. This is just a few things that we'll talk about today. Of course, there's way more in the further content. Why is maintaining healthy sheep important? Keeping your flock healthy ensures you won't have dead animals lying around. We have had an animal this year pass away in January that we're not entirely sure why. It could have been something health-wise, it could have been an internal energy or something like that. But it is important that when you walk down the field, you don't have dead animals lying around health-wise of why they're dead. So it is important to keep your flock healthy, not only to ensure that your really high quality sheep are going to be staying alive and healthy and living their years, but it's also good to have when your buyers come out, they look for healthy flocks to purchase from. If you go to the shows and you're not allowed in, it's mostly because you don't have unhealthy or you don't have healthy sheep. So make sure that you have healthy sheep, make sure that you're keeping your flock healthy and maintained. What healthy sheep look like? Happy looking, good eaters, healthy bodies, and lots of energy and normal manure and poop. Usually the sheep that are unhealthy will have diarrhea or won't be pooping normally. Their urine might look a little different too. That just means they are unhealthy. How to improve the health of your flock? Herbs, garlic berry every 30 days, vitamin E in the summertime. So we feed a mixture of herbs that has really benefited the health of my flock. So we do quite a bit of a mixture. It's all kinds of herbs. I probably won't be able to list all of them off, but we do a mixture of garlic, chopped up garlic, and it has like parsley and a whole bunch of other stuff. I forget all of it, but it's like a bunch of common herbs. It was all mixed up into a little garbage can. I think it has rosemary and stuff like that, and it has really benefited the sheep's health and has made them a lot healthier. They've looked a lot healthier and have put on some really nice weight and have looked better. And that has really benefited the health of the sheep in many ways. We also do garlic barrier every 30 days. So that means it's like garlic oil. We just do a little bit in that in their grain every 30 days. And we give them that for about a week. And that really helps clean them out, especially from the parasites. It helps. I found out natural and a lot easier to do. A lot of people do, they do worming stuff, but garlic barrier has really helped. And I find it a lot natural and a lot easier to be giving to the sheep. The sheep don't necessarily like it, but they'll eat it. And it just helps a lot. I find it really helpful. Vitamin E in the summer, because the sheep don't have fresh grass to be grazing on, we have supplemented with vitamin E in the summer. You can easily just ask your vet where you'd find vitamin E the best, and that's where we've gotten it. We've asked the vet, and because the horse needs the vitamin E in the summer because he has a gut issue, we just got it from the vet, and then we just feed it to the sheep as well because it is just vitamin E. How to tell when your sheep are unhealthy? Slow, droopy, poop is not normal, won't eat, flocculants lids, light colored, temperature is not normal as well. That's a few things of how to tell when your sheep are unhealthy. Deworming your sheep. Garlic barrier, as I talked about earlier, using garlic barrier is extremely helpful and works a lot better. You will notice the sheep may have some watery poop for a day or two, but this just means that they are getting cleaned out and they may have had a parasite in them and the garlic barrier is doing its job. The benefits of garlic barrier: natural way of deworming, easier and a lot healthier. Body scoring. I've talked about body scoring a few times in my past Zoom classes, but I thought I'd just talk about it a little more. For those of you who have forgotten a little bit, what is body scoring? Feeling the animal, this also falls into G and D. Last week we talked about typing and selecting sheep. So this is also included in the typing and selecting sheep. So G and D, G stands for growth. D still stands for development of or distribution of fat. So this also falls into that. Body scoring falls into the growth and development of fat. It's pronounced either way. Either way, it's the same. Animal must have good body fat, but as we say, the Dorper cannot have fat. It's just muscle. Scoring the animal based on body fat: too fat, not enough body fat, or too much bone. That's an easiest way to look at your sheep. When you look at them, what do you see? Do you see too much fat, not enough body fat, or too much bone? There's nothing wrong with body fat, but there is a fine line between a whole bunch of fat or just body fat. So when we look at some of our sheep, we see just body fat. Some of them, we see a lot of fat. Especially in the Dorpers, you want more muscle rather than fat. Body fat is fine, but you don't want a whole bunch of fat all over the animal. So these are a few educational videos I added in here that we're going to watch. I think these will be beneficial to you guys to see what it looks like a little in person. Where is it? I'm not really sure why it won't pop up. Give me a second. Browser is slow, guys, so bear with me. Come on. Really wanted you guys to see these videos. Give me a second. I'm gonna stop sharing my screen really quick. One second, guys. Let me pull it up. Come on. For some reason, it does not want to cooperate. I'm not really sure why it's so slow. Let's try that. Come on. I'm not sure if the internet is on its way out. Oh, here we go. All right, got it. Well, at least one of them. Let's try this again. Share screen. Okay, here we go. Says share screen is loading. Okay. Hopefully this works. Oh no, now it's frozen. Try this again. Come on. Very slow. Come on. And try it from here. Come on. Let's try one more time.
Let me just demonstrate how to put body condition score.
Okay. Is it going? Okay, here we go, guys. Sorry.
I'm not going to just demonstrate how to put body conditions.
And there was not.
I'm not going to just demonstrate how to put body condition score where on the RAM to feel for and then go through.
Come on. Why are
On
you?
the RAM to feel for and then go through a couple of examples of condition scoring where so you feel over to feel for the and then go through a couple of examples of
Stop.
condition scoring so you feel over the back of the RAM for the transverse processes which are here and the spinous processes which are here and feel.
Okay, we're not gonna. Something's wrong with the browser, and I'm not.
Feel for how well covered or
Okay.
not they may be. So we would target to have a condition score of 3.5 to 4 going into the use, using a scale of 1 to 5. This gram here would be right on top.
Okay, something's wrong, and I'm not sure why it's so glitchy, but that's frustrating. I really wanted you guys to see these videos because they were really beneficial for the informational part that I was talking about, and I think it described it a lot better than I could, but apparently it does not think so. Let's go here. Come on. Why is it so slow? Oh my gosh. Come on, hang on, guys. Let me find the slide we were on. There we go. Oops. No, no. Okay, here we go. This thing is very, very glitchy, so let's go ahead and finish up. That was going to be a good few minutes of our class. The videos that I had in here, so it's going to be a shorter class today. I will paste these two videos in the follow-up email that I'll send out with the recording. So yeah, I'm just going to go back and watch and see what I was talking about, but that's very frustrating. These are common sicknesses in sheep: tapeworm, foot rot, CL, bottle jaw, and Cache Valley. Those are the few most main ones in sheep, but there is a lot more. Let's talk about a few of these. Hoof rot. Hoof rot. You don't want that in your animals when you're having hoof rot. Definitely the ones that may be having hoof rot yearly in your flock, they definitely don't want that. Definitely can affect your flock's health, and honestly, just the income of the buyers, they will notice this and they will not buy from you because you have hoof rot in your flock. So please make sure that if you see a hoof rot when you're going to buy sheep, do not buy them. Just don't buy them, because it will definitely make a difference when you go to sell sheep. How to treat this? I have found a few ways to treat this. I have not had hoof rot, but I have had a ram a few times that has very sensitive feet and that has them very soft in the winter. So I try my best to dry those out. He will usually end up limping, but this is the few ways I've found to help. I first start with trimming the hoof back. This exposes the main part of the hoof. If the hoofs, if the bottom part of the hoof is covered with the they call it like a cuticle that goes over it, and you don't have the inside part of it that's underneath, that it's covered by the nail, that can actually affect the foot. It's actually hurting the hoof, so you make sure you want to keep that trimmed back. It's hard to explain, but I'll try to drop a picture in there next time. But you definitely want to trim that back before you do anything, and then you want to spray a mix of hydrogen peroxide and iodine. The hydrogen peroxide and iodine will help disinfect and also dry the hoof out, helping it heal. Another sickness in sheep is CL. I have had CL a few times, so I can relate that it is very annoying and very time-consuming and very gross. CL is very common with sheep. I have a few sheep that has come down with it. CL is when your animal has a pus bump on their cheek area the size of a golf ball. The hair on the bump will fall off, making the bump just hair. That's how you know it's about to pop. The CL is about the size of a golf ball, and it's on the cheek of the sheep. And over time, it'll start to get bigger and bigger, and then the hair will start to fall off, and then it's just this big lightish brown colored golf ball on the sheep's cheek, and the skin will kind of start to flake, and then it pops, and then it's all over, and then it's disgusting. So you definitely want to make sure that you treat this. There's no really way to treat it, but you want to clean it out as fast as possible to make sure that this animal with this open wound basically is not rubbing over the fence and the feeders, because if that pus gets everywhere and all that stuff and it's already in the field on the feeders, everything like that, it'll spread to the other animals and you'll have a bunch of sheep coming down with CL. I have had this experience before and it is not fun, so make sure you're disinfecting water troughs. And once you see this, disinfect water troughs, feeders, the fence, everything with hydrogen peroxide and all that stuff, because it definitely will make the difference, making sure the rest of your healthy flock does not catch this. It is common, so it's not a huge deal, but if people see that you have that the sheep has an old CL healed up bump, they will not buy that sheep because they know it is infected with CL because they had it their whole entire life. So it is important to know that, and it is important to make sure that you're taking care of that animal. If it does pop and you clean everything, I would suggest just moving your healthy flock a couple fields away just to be safe. Cache Valley. I have talked about Cache Valley a few times. I'll just cover it again. Cache Valley is when you have a ewe infected with it. When she is pregnant, it can end very badly. I have inserted a few videos in here before, but this time I decided not to because it is quite disturbing and quite gross. So I decided not to, because it's just in case some people are grossed out by that. But it is when the lamb, when you have a ewe and she's infected with Cache Valley, and her lamb will be dead, and its bones look all bendy. You know, they're all like bending all over the place, and their spine is kind of humpbacked kind of thing. So it is pretty gross, but it's passed by mosquitoes, and the treatment I found to work is to spray the sheep with fly mosquito spray that you can find at a horse store. And you know, it's just the horse fly spray that kills and repels mosquitoes and all those bugs. I just spray that on the sheep during the time the mosquitoes are out. It's usually when my sheep are pregnant, so I just make sure to spray them with that just to make sure that they don't get bitten and they don't get this Cache Valley, because it is quite disturbing and is very, very gross. So this is a little sheet called Caring for Hypothermic Lambs. In case you guys wanted to kind of see this, I'll probably put it in the follow-up email, but I have had put this out quite a few times, so it's on my website somewhere. But it does kind of be a little helpful in case you do have a hypothermic lamb. This is called the six sheep life cycle. It's kind of a little bit of how your sheep will look when they're unhealthy. So this first one is they're first of all normal and healthy, then they go to acting a little bit different, then they might be losing some weight and some wool, then they're not eating and separating themselves from the flock, then they won't get up, and then they have diarrhea, and then they're either coughing or have unusual panting, and then it could lead to a possible death. So that is kind of the basic life cycle of unhealthy sheep or when they're starting to get sick. But if you catch this early, whatever this is, you can save them and make them healthy again. But that is it for today's class. If you guys have any questions, you can go ahead and pop them in the chat and I can answer them really quick. And then we'll end for today, and then this recording will be posted on my podcast. I will try to do the follow-up email and put the recording in there, but it's a lot of work because the file takes forever to upload to YouTube, and for me, in order to get it into the follow-up email, it needs to be uploaded to YouTube, so then I can take it off my clipboard and then put it into the newsletter, and then it just takes forever to load to that. So if it does not come in the follow-up newsletter next week, then it'll be on my podcast for sure. But that's all we're gonna be talking about today. Doesn't look like we have any Zoom chats, but that's fine. If you guys have any questions after the class ends, you can go ahead and just email me directly and I can talk about them that time. So next week we're going to be discussing, I don't even remember the topic, to be honest, but we'll be discussing another great topic, I can tell you that much. But thank you guys for joining this week's class. I will see you in the next one.